The New Plymouth District Council has done a flip-flop over its support for a controversial composting plant, which has accumulated a 20,000-tonne stockpile of contaminated waste at its Uruti site. In an odd move, the council's looking to formally withdraw its submission in favour of renewing Remediation New Zealand's consents more than 2 weeks after they were considered at a public hearing. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
Remediation New Zealand is seeking to renew consents to discharge contaminants to air, land and water. The company has a long history of non-compliance with consents, and Ngāti Mutunga, neighbours, environmentalists and oil and gas industry watchdog groups oppose its consents being renewed. The New Plymouth Council wanted to process its food waste collection at Uruti, and it, along with companies such as Fonterra, Teagle, Waste Management and Environ Waste, submitted in favour, arguing Remediation New Zealand provided a sustainable option for waste disposal not available anywhere else in Taranaki. But now the Mayor, Neil Holdham, says the council has had a change of heart.
We've become aware of a raft of non-compliances. We've had complaints from members of the public, tangata whenua, significant material issues with the site. And I think it's clear that council doesn't wish to be seen to support a facility which is causing potentially significant adverse environmental impacts.
The Mayor says a lot has changed since the council made the favourable submission, but he's less clear on why it hadn't been withdrawn ahead of the hearing.
The hearings relate to an historic... We've obviously made a submission in support of it 2 years ago, and then subsequently we've become aware of this sort of wide-ranging concerns from members of the community there.
Okay, so it wouldn't have been preferable to have withdrawn that support ahead of the hearing, for example?
Well, look, I have to think about that.
Neil Holdham says the council will now look to build its own food waste composting facility rather than truck it to Hampton Downs, as it is doing now. The chair of the North Taranaki Awa Protection Society, John McLean, has been fighting against the consents being renewed.
The running of Remediation New Zealand clearly had given them some sufficient alarm bells to withdraw their support, and that's a relief.
He has some sympathy for the council's initial position.
When they were aware that there was a local site that should have been able to take that sort of material, then of course they would want to use it. I don't know how thoroughly they had investigated, you know, the health of the site or how much crossover there was between regional council and district council.
Dawn Bendall lives near the Uruti site. She's also rapped the council has withdrawn its support.
They thought that it was going to be more of an organic operation, but then of course with the drilling mud and everything else that's been taken up there and a lot of detergents and dirty water and hydrocarbons and all of that sort of type thing, I think they've sort of very quickly realised that, you know, environmentally it probably wasn't the best track to go down.
The environmental officer for Ngāti Mutunga, Marlena Benson, says the iwi is puzzled the council has taken so long to realise its mistake.
It would have been better if this had happened before the hearing and not in response to all the negative publicity that occurred around the hearing. And it would have been better still if the New Plymouth District Council had talked to Ngāti Mutunga and the wider community before they had submitted in favour of the site.
Ms Benson says the iwi supports the council setting aside money to build its own composting plant. Remediation NZ says it's surprised by the move but is unable to comment further. The final recommendation from Taranaki Regional Council staff following the hearing is that consents be granted until 2028 under a slew of conditions, one of which is the removal of the oil and gas waste stockpile. The three resource consents commissioners are due to make their final decision on the consents by the end of the month. I Taranaki, mō te hōtaka o te atu nei, ko Robin Martin aho.